If you are a bus rider in King County, you might want to check to make sure your bus will be running next week. This coming weekend, King County Metro will begin its largest round of service cuts in its history. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
If you ride the 19, the 61, the 202, or about two dozen other bus routes, you'll have to find alternate transportation after this Saturday. Those routes will no longer exist. You might also find your bus stop closed. 250 of them will be eliminated. Metro has posted thousands of rider alerts at bus stops and on buses. This week, Metro personnel will be handing out leaflets and making sure people are aware of the changes. Kevin Desmond is general manager of King County Metro. He's speaking in front of a downtown bus stop.
We wish we were not doing this. We do think that there are reasonable alternatives for most customers. But if your services are changed, or if you're seeing more crowding on your bus routes as a result of the service reductions, we do ask for everyone's patience.
This will be the first of several rounds of cuts that are planned. Metro needs to trim about 11% of its budget in order to balance its books. But the city of Seattle may have a way of restoring some of that service. In November, voters will be asked to approve Transportation Prop 1. It would raise car tab fees in the city by $60 and increase the sales tax by 0.1%. That would raise about $45 million a year. That money would restore all of the Metro cuts planned for 2015. In addition, supporters say there should be money left over to actually increase bus service on overcrowded routes. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.